Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Bless your name, Jesus. Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God.
God bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless the holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Worthy of thank you. Oh, you worthy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, our Heavenly Father.
Glory, Jesus.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, our Heavenly Father. Oh, bless you.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Praise.
Lord.
Our worthy, oh, bless it, bless it.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your heart.
It was 50 years ago, with a long life in heaven. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
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 Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I was sitting in Lancaster County at a Free Methodist Church. A young visionary, anticipated a ministry that would impact the world.
Amen.
The church was owned by no farmer.
Okay.
I lived in the back of the church. I spent hours in the back room. I had every kind of a Bible you could buy, concordances, and I would read and read and read. One of the things I do with you people, when I start talking to you, I'll say to you, anybody I knew what it was that triggered me? You should all know the answer to that. There's only one thing that triggers me. All the years. All the hours. And you folks don't know it. There's only one thing that brought me up here. And you folks don't know it. Wasted years. No, you're not the same. There has been a day since that time. Just that one thing. Just that one thing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I just heard from heaven.
Hallelujah.
This
hallelujah.
One thing I know.
Oga.
You're doing fine.
Oga.
I'm both there. By the way, I heard from Teresa this morning. She said, look at your website. See, I try to tell you people, you're never going to come and sit in front of me like this.
Hallelujah.
Never. Never. And change while I talk to you.
Hallelujah.
Never.
Hallelujah.
Never. You have to make this calling and election sure. I do it once in the stillness. Now you, sir. If there's one thing I remember about you, and if I could get you to tell your testimony, I heard you tell it. Those young recruits unto you, when he was wanting to know what was going wrong with you, and you said, "I got saved."
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that boy. I remember the tears roll over your eyes. I got saved. As I was studying a scripture, one thing has always triggered me. One thing. Look, y'all sitting there, I want to hear what you tell me. You should tell me.
Amen.
No.
The Spirit.
The Scriptures.
Yes.
Oh, you all know the Word. But do you know the scriptures? Look, I didn't birth you in this generation. I had nothing to do with your relationship with Christ. I told you that a thousand times. When Christ dealt with you, I wasn't around. You had no idea who. Is there a guy like me around anywhere? And it's pretty sad when you think about it, how much you do live around here and I'm not around. Now, Sister Michelle over there, we got my Sister Rose, you have my phone. We give it to Snotnose. So they'll give it back to you. Snotnose. All these years, you didn't know that she's Snotnose. I wiped her nose every day.
Thank you, Lord. See?
Look under the shelf, the top one. I get check measurement. Those three, her, right. Her, and now anyone who spoke text message, that doesn't know, answer. Look at the looks on your face. Always got that questionable look. Always got that uncertainty. And I know what it is. How many times have I told you why it's like that? Huh? All right, let's go back again to something I repeated to you many times. David was one of God's choice men. He was.
Yes.
He was Christ in the flesh.
Hallelujah.
He was. Aren't you folks ashamed? I mean, aren't you ashamed? Well, Brother Brown, bless your heart. I know you're ready for me. What a confession come out of the mouth of David. But David, you got that phone. Or James. James the beloved. Answer it.
Hello? Hello? Who's this? Hello? I think you might got the wrong number.
All right.
Thank
you. All you fine Bible believers, you quote the line that David, with a heavy heart, dealing with God's people. You quote it. You knotheads. You rebellious folk. You shouldn't even have to look for it. You quote it. This is the reason why you folk don't pay much attention anymore. Right here it is. They tried it on Jesus, but he couldn't find the cause. But with David, they found the cause.
Hallelujah.
Look.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, change is not fault.
Sure.
Read it. You know, this would be something if it came from the mouth of the prophet.
My Lord.
See, you don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
My Lord.
The prophet said it. David said it.
Amen, amen, brother.
You won't budge, will you? You just won't budge. It's been quite a few years that God told me, only a few. Now a day goes by and I say, sister, only a few. Few there be that he found you. He called you. But you didn't find him. It's been the last 30 days. I long for the day when I can start preaching like this and go 15, 20 minutes of preaching and find everybody on their faces.
Hallelujah! Glory!
Nah, you're not going to do that.
Thank you, Father.
That's because we're living in a hardened generation.
Hallelujah.
And that's why most Christians are falling. Because the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
A Holy Spirit is a presumptuous spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Presumptuous are they. Self willed. Not afraid to speak evil of those who God has dignified.
Amen.
Has God dignified you?
Hallelujah.
Has God dignified you?
Yes.
How?
Yes.
Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon you, that you should be called a child of the King, a redeemed one. Somebody! I've watched some of you folk sit in this tabernacle for over 3 years. But you watched half of them leave. Waiting for Brother Stan to be put in the jail again, or shut down, or get out.
My Lord!
I'm talking to you.
Yes, Lord!
Making every kind of excuse why you don't have to be a part of this. Who's going to read that? Sister Michelle, she wrote this. I don't let her read because she, the bliss. Some of you folks know what the bliss is. Brother Walton, you know what bliss is?
Oh, God.
It's bliss. But she comes from New Zealand where they talk backwards.
Amen.
Do you know the people on the other side of the earth work from the left side of their head, brain? Yeah. And the ones on the... I need that. The folk from Australia on tomorrow, they work, their thought pattern has been geared from their brain on the left side. Left or right, which is it? Oh, you don't know that. You never heard that either, huh?
Thank you, Father.
People who come from different parts of the world, they talk a little different because their thought pattern has been orchestrated from their brain. Thank God. Where did you come to hear that? What did you come to hear? Brother Roger!
Yes, sir!
What did they come to hear?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Roger, you're in trouble, boy.
My Lord.
Our God locked you in with that, didn't he? I've wronged no man.
My Lord.
I defrauded no man. I've misled no one. Well, now, brother, then get the hell out of this tabernacle.
Amen.
I told you before, why the hell do you want to sit around a prophet that's telling lies?
Amen.
That's not living true? What's wrong with you?
Amen.
Get out!
Amen.
Flee for your life! The thing that changed my life at 18 was open the Bible one day after reading it for hours and hours and hours. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
But this little phrase, you tell me. No. All these years, I've been told a story, I've repeated traditions. And before I ever ask you to read, I'll give you a hint.
Glory.
But my thing is to not consider.
Oh, yes,
I wonder why Michelle gets all these kind of scriptures.
Very stop. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I wonder why God gives it to her.
All right.
Hallelujah.
And not to you.
Amen.
Well, because she'll be faithful to give it to you.
Faithful. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
Psalm 63:2. Be thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee, the sanctuary. Dear Brother Stair, the Son in whom the Father is glorified. Luke 9:29-33 and 35-36. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, while his raiment was white and glistering, who appeared in glory and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
And they that were with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were awake, they saw his glory, and the two men that stood with him.
Hallelujah.
Master, it is good for us to be here. And there came a voice out of the cloud, saying, this is my beloved Son.
Hallelujah.
And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone. And they kept it close, and told no man in those days, any of those things which they had seen. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with open face,
hallelujah,
beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory.
And we all with open?
Open face.
Wrong. The verse that God gave me way back there was, and this gospel shall be preached into all the world. But what stood out with me was, and then it motivated my life for the last 50 years. And here we are. I'm sitting in the dining hall, my good old enemy, Tin Cheeks, just like my good old enemy, Brother Baker. You know what Brother Baker said to our brother DeRee? He said, what he done down there, if he'd been done in Kentucky, he said, we'd have put him in jail and thrown the key away. God bless, hypocrite. You know what Brother Chris said? You're not going to leave him. And God said, don't you leave him. That's my servant. I like you when God changes. Anthony! For 40 years I preached the end. Till the out of the field was never going to come.
Right. Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, see, I'm between the rock and the hard place. What would all you folks do if I told you, don't leave this place no more? Look. Well, I want to stay. And you got, how old is your little boy? 11. Will you tell me what you told me about him one time? What's your daughter? How old is she?
15.
Controllable, right? Will you control her? What do you think would happen if I let her come to her daughter and I disciplined her? Huh? Before I disciplined her daughter, I disciplined her. Before you could be a son of God or a child of God, he has discipline.
Hallelujah.
And you don't get disciplined, you're none of his. No son, no daughter.
Hallelujah.
Go to hell, you wicked people. Your iniquity is so profound. Father, if I'm not right this morning, please, God, I beg thee for the last time. I had a chuckle this morning. Old Leek tried to get through. He couldn't talk. God, shut his mouth.
Hallelujah.
You ain't gonna be around long. Well, he's not here.
Hallelujah.
I'm still there.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he might try to get through now.
Hallelujah.
The end.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Now, the words of David.
And David said unto Nathan.
This is not Nathan talking to David. Nathan was the prophet. The one that pretty well ruled David's life. Yes, I chuckle at you folks. You put on a good show, yeah. Nathan was a tough dude. I'm sure y'all know the story. He was David's personal prophet. They probably had daily visits. Isn't that something? You can have a daily visit. Isn't that something? Well, now, Lord, say, we're not quite sure of that.
What is your name,
God? According to faith.
God.
I never knew that in the book. Most of you have forgotten it.
Lord.
Who wants to try that one?
Yeah, servant and prophet.
Why, you shouldn't have nothing in a book. You're not in that book. Before I was born.
Hallelujah.
Well, now.
Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, Lord.
No, no, no. We're back with Paul.
Servant of God.
According. Faith. Where'd you get the faith from?
God. Glory.
But we're living in a generation. They just deny the faith. It's the faith, not the other one.
And David said,
now Nathan is one who came to me. Have a nice little family chat with him. David, we got a problem in your kingdom. True. Tell me about it, Nathan. Boy, there's a man over here.
Sin against the Lord.
No. I didn't bring my Bible. And I guarantee I'll quote it. Man over here, he had a whole flock of sheep.
A little poor man. And nothing but one little ewe lamb.
Another one. I just went.
Grew up together with them. And did eat of his own meat, and drank of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and was unto him. There came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock, and of his own herd.
Now when a traveler came, he was responsible to feed him. So he went out and took his... You know where I can tell your mind's going? If I do took one sheep, what would you do if I told you that sheep was given to me? What? I saw him raise his hand back there.
Yeah. Oh,
Pastor Jesus. Look, you don't like it, go. Please.
Take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him. But took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him.
I want you to hear David's response.
David,
I want you to hear David's response. I'm being told that one of his servants who had 100 sheep or 200 went and killed his neighbor who only had one. I want you to hear it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, as the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die. And he shall restore the land fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity. And Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul. And I give thee thy master's house, and thy wives unto thy bosom, and give thee the house of Israel and of Judah, and of that have been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. Wherefore hast thou...
Hold it. Go back to a few more verses.
And Nathan said to David, thou art the man.
You're the one. Read.
Thus saith the Lord God of Israel.
Thus saith the Lord God of Israel.
I anointed thee. King over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul.
Go ahead.
And I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives.
What?
Master's wives.
What? No! Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Leave.
Into thy bosom. And gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. Wherefore, hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to...
I already told you how many times that God, David's sin, was not... You taking his sin was killing her. I already told you. He tried to cover his sin.
Hallelujah.
I paid more when I hid my daughter's affairs than I have by being open. Because I don't believe in adultery now. I really don't. No, I don't. Have I? Yes. Have you? Yes. Are they ashamed? No. They're all adulterers. Every one of them. It's remarkable how God, all through the scriptures, talks about adultery. I think of one time when David's sister, not his sister, but his son, wanted his sister. I don't know the reason that. And she came to live here. He was sick. And she's bathing him. And he got the hots. And here's the word she said. She come lie with me. Boy, you people are some. Come lie with me. This is what he's doing. She go ask your father. Tell him you want me to. He'll give it to you. Aren't you folk ashamed?
Hallelujah.
See, it's not me telling you the story that shocks you. It's the substance of it.
Hallelujah.
That his sister. I said his sister.
Amen.
I said his sister. She was even willing to do it. I said it. All right, you pick it up. He forced his sister. And his brother killed him.
Yes.
And he killed his sister, Amnon was so bad.
You believe that?
Yeah. Amen.
He loved her?
Amen.
How old is that girl? It's a love child. It's a love child. Yeah. You have a mother? Who's the father? Did you have a Muslim? Oh, it's no. You loved him too. There's no sense any of you coming around to this man right here and talk about how good you are.
Amen.
Because there is none
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
Yet the Bible does say, do good.
Yes.
And then it says, don't let your good be evil spoken of. Evil. There's that word again. Evil. Evil. This is a evil. You know what I can do it, huh? I can walk right down through here and talk to everyone. And I can point out evil that you've done. One of the major evils is speaking. We're away all malice and evil speaking. You've done that? No. The fewer we get, you want to speak evil of your brother. Because every time you do good, evil. The last couple of nights, I don't sleep too well. I'm not going to complain. Sometimes I want to. I said, no, God, I have no right to complain. He could make this easy for me. You would listen.
Hallelujah.
But when you're hardened,
thank you, Lord.
And the day you hear the voice, in the last 3.5 years, which day have you lived around here that you did not hear the voice? Oh, Walter, back here, right? I'm the tractor. And he hears the voice.
Hallelujah.
He made a very significant statement when he came to town. We never know for sure whether he's going to come. I'd be deeply disappointed if he did.
Amen.
They asked his money. Yeah. I still got plenty, Walter.
Yeah.
You want some? That money's just always convenient. Maybe. When he wrote me this time, He said, I felt led to come to the Passover.
Hallelujah.
I'll be in charge. I was led, he said.
Glory.
And as many are led, these are the sons of God. I'd like to know why it took you so long to respond. Look, I didn't push you at this time. God did.
Amen.
I hope my daughter sat in my house the other day. She started counting up with my grandchildren. I mean, with 12, and most of them I've never seen. Do I look like a grandpa? And most of them I've never seen. And most of them are going to go to hell.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
If nobody...
We'll go with you. If nobody will go with me, if nobody will go with me, no turning back.
Hold up.
No turning back.
Oh, Jesus.
What are you going to do there? Just tell David's children? Boy, y'all get quiet. Michelle, you having children? You'll never see them again. Cheryl, you have a son? You'll never see him again. You have a son? May never see him. For some reason, we got in our head that God's going to save all these people. Everyone that God saved, he elected.
Amen.
He chose them.
Amen.
You are a chosen. Comprehend the kind of destruction.
Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord. Thank Glory. You, Father.
Huh. Wow. Boy, that hit me that bad. And the wickedness of Sodom.
Father.
And the wickedness of Sodom. So, I can't believe it. Look, you people are amazing.
Oh, God.
I see, you should know this story. These are so wicked that I'm not just going to destroy them. I'm going to check it out.
Amen.
The wickedness of the people there are so wicked, I'm going to check every one of them out.
Yes.
If you let them check you out, they might check you in. You know the story. He came down to look at something. With his mind made up. I just can't do this. I got a friend over here. I go tell him about it.
Yes.
Abram looks up. Wow. The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Yes, Lord.
What brings you here, Lord? You.
Thank you.
You bring me here.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know it's here this morning?
Yeah.
I wonder what brings you in there.
Glory.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
What brings you in there?
Glory.
He's here.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
The end has come, people.
Yes, Lord.
Glory. Father. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Destroy America. Yep. That's the first thing he told me. What about my children? What about my wife? I'm telling you, folks, your looks on your face are so disgusting.
My Lord!
Because this is, I'll do my best to try to show you.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord!
I'm going down to destroy some tomorrow.
Lord.
The whole city? Yep.
Hallelujah.
Suppose you find 50. Doesn't God be all righteous God do, right?
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Peradventure, you only find 40.
Right, right.
God bless you, son. If I find 40, I'll spare this. Be patient with me. Suppose you only find 30.
Hallelujah.
I can't believe you people
Hallelujah.
Are sitting there with the uncertainty on your faces that you're not sure I'm getting it right. Got it down to 20.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, I love David. Now let's find out. David, let me.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Even if I find 10 righteous,
right.
I'll spare the city.
Yeah.
But don't you think anything about it. I am going to destroy that city.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Period.
Amen.
He's going to destroy America.
Yes.
And the whole world.
Yes.
No more. See you later.
Hallelujah.
Your faces tell me you don't like that. Poor grandchildren, and I don't know if I've seen one of them. They should throw a picture. One did come by here.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you forsook us, Dad. I said, no, I didn't. I did about my father's business.
Amen.
I support it still to this day. She's 93 years old.
Hallelujah.
Still to this day, I send money to her daughter to take care of mother.
Hallelujah.
Still to this day, I send money to Caesar.
Yes.
And never say, look, is he going to stop?
Thank
you, Father. He's going to stop.
Sure.
What are you doing with her?
Hallelujah.
She didn't want to go back, you know. She wanted to stay. So you didn't come to stay this time, huh? You told me in your letter we're not coming to stay. You told me in your email. You told me in your email.
Hallelujah.
One way ticket, but we're not coming to stay. One way ticket.
One way ticket.
Hmm? comes money out, I shall stop Toledo. Well, we get on that bus there, he'll help us. Hey, when you get to heaven, he'll help you. It's not too much helping until you get there. See, we play with God. What are you doing? I put an older house, and we're not going to move a refrigerator over there. You people don't get anything, do you? They weren't here a month till they went and bought a refrigerator. We don't have kitchens in these trailers. Okay. Boy, am I getting back in on that one. And bought a brand new behind my back. See, one of these days, we're not going to be able to use refrigerators. Where's your sister at? The woman's going to come. She's naked. See? I'm not getting through, people. It's going to change. You may be brought over here by God and never see your wife again. But that's not who you want to see, though.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I want to see Jesus. I want to see Him. I live for His moment in His love divine. The pathway is narrow, but He
listen to me. I thought you were going to have communion. I thought you were going to come.
Hallelujah. Sure.
Hallelujah.
20 pieces already. And they were bidden. They won't come. Now the first time I got the email, they're going to Busty. So we got to get our brother up early in the morning. Fortunately this time, they arrived at the same time, she close to it. But still, Roger had to go to the places. I'm only trying to show you our mindset. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Glory to God.
I told Sister Burgess over there. When it's just over here, she'll not go back. I told her that. Hey, Sister Burgess, where you at? Are you sure? I got a place reserved for you. I ask all you spiritual know-it-alls who think you know what you're doing, what you're doing. And they listen to me all week long. And if no man can come to me,
hallelujah,
except the Father's daughter.
Amen.
Well, the Father, I said, it's the Father's daughter, you come on. Amen. I said, he'll tell me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
We can do it. Well, I am sure there's not one sister in this place that would not be happy to have her live with you. Hallelujah. Well, what are you going to do about the children? You put up with them?
Hallelujah.
You were taught wrong. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord.
On the battlefield for my Lord. Promise Him that I will be a servant till I die. Yes, I'm on the battlefield.
My husband's going to be the poor of my wife, so we'll get married. You're not acknowledging the truth. Oh, God gave you good credit. God never gave you credit. He gave you faith. And because you got good credit, your faith can work. And whenever God gives you something, you are a steward.
Hallelujah.
And you're supposed to find faith. Full. Full of faith.
Yes. Lord.
in the trial.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Edward, come here, Edward.
Glory.
How am I doing?
My God, by the power of God.
Amen.
No doubt.
Power of God, yes, Lord.
Brother is trying to find an oxygen supply. Because what's happening? I have no oxygen. And sometimes, I was telling Rose that day, I felt just fell right out for a time. So he's trying to get home, what do you call it?
Yes, sir. Canned oxygen?
Yeah, home. They come take care of people who are sick.
Home care, yes, sir.
Home care.
Hospice.
Now, they could do it without a doctor.
Yes.
But the government changed the rule. I can't pay them with a credit card. And they won't take cash.
Right.
What we're trying to get is an automatic oxygen. I got little cans, but they don't last long. I could have brought one. Give me a whiff of it.
Glory, glory.
It went all in the country. They're all gone. We got some more coming, though.
Yes.
I hope by the end of this week, these people will authorize an oxygen machine for me. And what I understand is they're going to give it to me, loan it to me.
Yes. Yes.
Glory.
Yes.
But you got to pay $500 up front.
Oh, bless you.
The remarkable thing is whether we do it, they won't have a conversation with me. Because they're told, this guy don't go to the doctor. But they're going to work around it. So they tell me.
Yeah.
You know what they said to me?
What?
They said, want to see his face?
Hallelujah.
Where was he? So we'll find out.
Amen. Yes.
On my face.
Glow.
Awesome.
Right now, I'm telling you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Surely,
the presence of the Lord is in this place.
I can feel His mighty power.
Don't you dare lie. Like the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
You get a lack of the Holy Spirit. You can feel your life in it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah.
I said this morning, come on, God, what is this all about? Just take me out of here. I mean it. For me to live, Jesus Christ. What? My motorcycle all weekend. I haven't heard my motorcycle.
What a creature!
Glory!
Rum, rum.
Glory!
I haven't heard Kevin a couple times this week to get back on track.
God bless you, Lord.
Toot toot!
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Kevin? I don't have much breath. What? Thank you, Father! Strange things happening. A ship got stuck in the Panama Canal, and it's loaded with goods for Europe. They can't deliver it. I can't believe you people do not have any kind of perception of what's going on. It's just hard to grasp that. Why are you land the ocean?
Amen.
It's going to stop.
Hallelujah.
We were invaded with military troops from every branch, Homeland Security, FBI, local sheriff, local. My enemy told me we were prepared for war. That's why they compared me to David Chris or to the guy that, but I've never done that.
Hallelujah.
My weapons are not carnal. They're mighty through God. And pulling down somebody. Now it's put up or shut up. To my
what a preacher!
Hallelujah.
Stood right back there and said, we'll be back tomorrow morning. Oh, yeah! I'll be right there. Hello?
Hallelujah.
Hello?
Thank you, Lord.
Adam!
Yes, Lord.
See, what he wanted was to put out a bunch of you folk went by then. You might put them out once. What would I have in that box? Anybody know? How many got one? Three left. Don't forget to wear them. You got one? One? A t-shirt or a sweatshirt? Oh, okay. You have mine. That's why I asked you, what are you going to do? Are you going to make a documentary? Get it over with. And that's why Craig Mack is so important. Because it would be Craig Mack's name that will identify them with the prophet. And of course, his buddies, they actually said, I killed the guy. The Jews don't like him. We say, you kill him. How about your Jesus? Have you killed him all day long? All right, Patterson.
It's not like him in the perfect and an upright man.
All right.
One that fears God and eschews evil. Still, he holds fast his integrity.
All right.
Now, an echo.
Hallelujah.
I like that. All right.
What does that mean? No. I'm a servant of God. That's my integrity. How many times have I gone through that with you? How many times have I done that? Those words were spoken by Job's wife. Oh, yeah? I didn't know that. What that poor woman went through. Be all right if you go kill your children? Yeah, everybody is. I said, would it be all right with you if God would kill your children? Just kill them. That's what he was saying. He was loaded. I was in Carthage City. A car pulled up. Old friend of mine. Get out of the car. What are you doing, Albert? He said, wait, what are you doing over here? Well, he said, I got good news and bad news. He said, what do you want for us? So I took him way out in the woods. The good news. Hey, folk, I got good news.
Hallelujah.
And bad news.
Hallelujah.
A lot of bad news to be told. You surely he'll be there. But you're not looking for anyway. They're not looking for you. They'll use you, misuse you. I don't know why in the world we you call ourselves Christians don't realize that a man's foes are those of his own mother-in-law against his daughter-in-law, son against his brother. Shall we stand? I'm tired of looking at you.
Thank you, Lord.
You just won't accept the word of God. You won't believe that part of it, will you?
Thank you, Father.
Can't be hated anymore. Lord, bless you.
Bless you, Father.
Place my word in your mouth, saith the Lord. I have set you this day over the nations, to root out, to tear down, to destroy, to build, and to plant. And you speak whatever I tell you to speak, and that's what I do.